Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Kaya Talk.
Kaya Talk.
How much more?
On the street.
Information does anybody need?
On the air.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Professor Feroz Kachalia is on the line with us this evening. Prof, let's start by saying congratulations and maybe, you know, indulge me a little bit. When did you find out that you were going to be the acting police minister?
It was sometime on Sunday evening. I believe the president had been trying for much of Sunday to get in touch with me. But as I've explained a few times, I was basically relaxing, watching the sport, particularly Wimbledon, and looking forward to watching the football. And anyway, he eventually was able to get in touch with me through by calling my brother and my wife and so forth. But eventually I got a call at around 6:30 from him. Directly, mm-hmm. And he didn't take a lot of time. Basically, said to me that he wants to appoint me in this position, and would I accept? And I didn't hesitate.
And what was the actual position that he said you'd be taking on? I know we are calling you acting police minister, incoming. Yeah. What did he call the position?
Well, he said he's going to appoint me. In this portfolio, I explained to him that I was retiring at the end of this month, so I'm still employed in the Mandela Institute, and he then decided that he would make the appointment effective from the 1st of August, mm-hmm. and that he would need an interim solution for the next 2 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened. this confusion about an acting role, I suppose, needs to be clarified.
Yeah.
But the important points are these. First of all, the president has the constitutional authority to appoint ministers and remove them. It's in his discretion. He also has the powers to appoint two members to the cabinet pursuant to the constitution who are not current members mm-hmm. of parliament. Now, that's the provision he's utilizing to make this appointment because I'm not currently a member of parliament. Mm. I understand that I will exercise fully the responsibilities of the executive authority of a minister for a portfolio without limitation until and if the president decides otherwise. Mm. And of course, if he does that, it would be within his discretion to do so. So, when I assume my responsibilities from around the 1st of August, I will be exercising the responsibilities of a minister in the cabinet alongside other members of the cabinet.
Essentially a fully-fledged minister?
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the work that you've been doing. We are told that there's a report that you had put together that you've handed to the president. You'll have to verify whether that's true or not, or whether it was something you were still working on. But obviously, from that work, what then would you believe would be the priority for you as you step into that role?
So, the council was appointed about 3 years ago, the National Anti-Corruption Council, by the president. I was appointed to chair the council. Sometime before the last election, we produced what we call a midterm report in which we made recommendations for the establishment of a new anti-corruption agency because we thought that there is an important gap in the system. Mm. I don't know how much detail you want.
No, go ahead.
It's complicated. I can come back to that sure. question, the details of our recommendations
sure.
For establishment of what we call an OPI.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we presented to the president or his office our closeout report,
mm-hmm.
which includes our examination of the issues concerning the fight against corruption affecting the law enforcement agency.
Mm.
So that includes the IDEC and the NPA, which falls under the jurisdiction of the Department of Justice, and, of course, the investigative bodies falling under the control of the Ministry of the Police.
Mm.
We've had extensive engagements with the DPCI, for instance, and the General Affair, and we've done a lot of research and then made recommendations based on quality research. So I think I've got very clear ideas about addressing the law enforcement challenges with respect to the fight against corruption, including corruption in the South African Police Service. And I will be discussing the recommendations of the council
mm-hmm.
and my own ideas with the National Commissioner.
Okay.
Because, as I say, these are recommendations that have been well considered. But the recommendations contained in the close-up report have, of course, not yet been processed in the decision-making process in the executive.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I will now be much better placed to take those proposals forward in the executive branch as well. Which I fully intend to do.
So then,
one final point I would make,
yes.
One point I want to make is that it's clear to me that the fight against corruption in the police service, and in fact in other parts of the political structure, including many departments and so forth, are with respect to the police service, there's a strong link between weaknesses in the functioning of the police service.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, service delivery, the effectiveness of policing, and the problem of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Good example is the weaknesses in crime intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really separate out the challenges around improving accountability and fighting corruption and the fight to improve the functioning of the police service. So I do think that the experience over the last 3 years, the work that the council has done has put me in a good position to understand at least some of the issues affecting policing. But there are many questions that will only become clear once I've had an opportunity to settle in the portfolio, discuss matters with the National Police Commissioner and the police leadership. So we'll be engaging in a productive, respectful discussion after my appointment.
So, you know, obviously from where you stood with the council, how would you then characterize the state of the police as it stands right now?
I'm not sure that I have a sufficient basis for having a comprehensive and detailed view. That's going to depend on the work that I must now do together with the National Commissioner and his team. But my experience over the years, especially in Gauteng, the MEC for Community Safety, and my observations about the current situation is that there are pockets of excellence in the police service. There are very experienced, hard-working and disciplined police officers. But there are also growing problems of corruption and organized crime. Those institutions, the units dealing with criminal intelligence, those dealing with organized crime like the DPCI, are going to need strengthening. They might need some restructuring, but I'm not going to, at this point, I don't think I'm right, it would be right, nor am I ready to, to make pronouncements on those questions. I think the right thing to do for me is to wait until I am, sworn in on the 1st of August, and then once I've had an opportunity to engage with the police officers, learn from them, listen to what they have to say, understand matters from their perspective. They will also have to engage with my own thoughts and my own opinions, and hopefully we can find a way forward in addressing the challenges that the police face in meeting their constitutional mandate, in a systematic way, in a strategic way, in a way that's carefully thought through, because I think that's the way to achieve results.
Have you at least had a call with the National Police Commissioner yet?
I was struggling to get hold of his number, actually. I do have his number now. I will be talking with him tomorrow, I hope. I've got to talk to the two deputy ministers. Mm-hmm. I've had a communication from one of them. So there's a lot to do. The national commissioner will indicate who, what structured process of engagement needs to be put in place for me to engage with him and his team, including the provincial commissioners, the heads of units. One preliminary thought that I think I can share with you is that I think it might be prudent to prioritize a visit to KwaZulu-Natal, mm-hmm. Because it's from KwaZulu-Natal that these very serious damning allegations have been made. So, but that's something I will discuss with him.
Are you still in that Wits office, Prof? Or have you packed and left already?
Excuse me?
I was asking if you are still in the Wits office, or have you already packed and left already?
Have I left to his office?
The Wits office.
No. I haven't done that yet. but in the process of doing that, by the end of July.
Yes.
My life at Wits comes to an end, and I start a new role and responsibility.
Well, we'll look forward to engaging with you more. Thank you very much for indulging us and taking our time, your time to talk to us this evening. Thank you very much.
No, it was a pleasure.
Thank you very much. That's Professor Firoz Khatchalia there, the incoming police minister, and others obviously coining it as the acting police minister, incoming acting police minister, but really appreciate having that chat with him, and obviously we'll engage with him a bit further as he walks into that role on the 1st of August.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.